Hello friends, this is Yarko Finn again with another AboveTopSecret.com paranormal podcast on the topic of astral projection, this time specifically techniques. In his last podcast, Akashic did an excellent job at describing the rope technique. Although it is a well-accepted technique, I personally do not use it, so I thought I'd share some alternate techniques that you may rather use instead of the rope technique. First, you should always start by relaxing. Once you've done this, there are a number of different things you can use to try and get to the astral. Keep in mind that the purpose of all of these techniques are the same, to keep your mind awake while your body falls asleep. Really, anything you could do that focuses the mind could be used as a technique, but some of the more tried and true methods for astral projection include visualization, concentration, and the use of mantras. Visualization. Like the name suggests, this is done by using your imagination to visualize. You may visualize your astral body rising up out of your physical body or dropping down through the bed. You may visualize the room you are currently in or another room in your house or even a place far away from where you currently are. A good way to do this is when you are hungry or thirsty. Go into your kitchen and set out a glass of water or something you would like to eat. Then go lay down on your couch or on a bed and try to use all of your will to get to that food or drink. Now, to make this most effective, you should study the room that you are setting the drink and food in very detailed before you leave. Take a good look at every object and every little detail in the room and try to memorize it. Remember how it feels, how it tastes, what you see, what you hear, and try and recreate this in your mind when you are laying down using your visualization technique. Alternatively, you may just decide to focus exactly in on that glass of water and try to visualize and experience how it should smell and how it should taste and how it looks. Imagine it in your mind, see how heavy it feels, and try and will yourself to this object without physically getting up. The same thing can be done when you are trying to project to a distant place. For example, if you want to visit the Eiffel Tower, try and look up the Eiffel Tower on Google. Study a variety of pictures of the place you want to go to. See how big it is, what kind of stuff is around it, and try to see it from a variety of angles. Then, go lay down and try and visualize this in your mind. With any luck, you'll soon actually be there in the astral. The next technique is concentration, which is basically just focusing your mind on a specific thought or thing to prevent yourself from falling into deep sleep. You can concentrate on just about anything, from your heartbeat to your breathing or just the ticking of a clock. Pick one and concentrate on it. Block out everything in your mind except for that beat. Focus on it more and more, gradually allow it to become louder and louder until you begin to actually feel it. Allow it to vibrate and resonate through your entire body. Just a warning that this technique may feel very weird at first, and it may actually be overwhelming the first couple of times that you try it. You could also combine visualization and concentration, and do something like imagine one of those morphing beach ball screensavers in your mind. Concentrate on it until you project. And the last technique that I will discuss today is mantras. A mantra is simply a word or phrase that you repeat over and over to yourself, either verbally out loud or mentally. Sort of like in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. There are a variety of traditional mantras derived from Sanskrit words that you can find by searching the internet, or you can just make up your own. Like, for example, just say to yourself over and over, I will make it to the astral, I will make it to the astral. Then you just repeat this over and over to try and keep your mind focused on a single thing, much like the concentration techniques. Well, that's about all I wanted to discuss this time around. I'm starting to lose my voice, so I better stop. This has been Yarko Finn here on AboveTopSecret.com discussing astral projection. It's just one of those things that can't be explained by science or even a common sense.